PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, you were verbally invited to a party, but never got the invite in the mail. So what does that mean?
Yeah, verbally invited before the invites even went out. So I would argue I am like top of mind. I'm one of the first thoughts of the person to be on the list.
Well, I think people invite you in the moment because they don't really want to seem rude. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not getting that actual invite and everybody else is, what are the details? This has happened time and time again. And I told you, it's weird because somebody had reached out to me. It was like, hey, what are you doing on this date? And I said, I don't know. Well, if you can please keep it open because we're doing a huge birthday party for my significant other.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And the night came. I never got an invite and assumed I was going. And on my way there, I find out I didn't make the cut.
So awkward.
I'm like, so why would I free up space for 2 weeks?
Gave you a save the date in so many words.
Right, yeah.
And you put it on your calendar. And that's what happened to me, too. Like, I put this date on my calendar, and I'm literally staring at it right now. I'm like, okay, well, I'm blocking that off. And invites have gone out. I don't know if it's half of the invites. I don't know if it's all of the invites. But I was with this person yesterday, and they're openly talking about their gathering in front of me and asking my opinion on things. So I'm like, you told me this back in March. It's now nearly July. I know you're behind on invites, but like, did I make the
Well, here's the thing.
Like, so awkward.
At the end of the day, a verbal invitation, it's still an invitation, right? If you tell me I'm invited and then you don't invite me with an invite, I mean, that's kind of on you.
Right.
Whether you didn't want to be rude or not. You know,
exactly.
So I don't get the whole, you know, I didn't get an official invite thing. You just have to assume they want you there. But
because I feel like there's two types of people in this world. There are people that take others' word at face value, and that's like us, right? Like, okay, if you say you want me there, you obviously want me there. Why would you lie? And then there's other people who need to feel so in the loop and in the realm and proper about everything. Like, if I didn't get it in my mailbox, if it wasn't sent to me via carrier pigeon, they obviously hate me and want me dead. Like, it's those two types of people in this world.
It's extreme. I don't know if they want you dead. They might just not want you at their party. But the rule is simple. I mean, listen, if they invite you verbally, you should just show up anyways. You know what I'm saying? Rule of thumb.
But also, it's crazy. If someone invited you verbally and you didn't get the invitation, I feel it would be even more awkward to reach out to them and follow up for details.
Yeah, but
hey, I know you. Like, it just puts everyone, including yourself, in a compromised situation.
Oh, trust me. I know. Trust me.
He's like, I know better than anybody.
Melissa said, let me get to a couple texts. My cousin told me for almost a year that I was invited to her wedding. Save the date never came. My invitation never came. She got married. I watched it all on Facebook.
Yikers.
God, my worst nightmare.
That's so dumb. So am I going? Or like, what do you think?
I think we need to follow up live on air.
I go. They're like, why are you crashing this? I was like, I was invited.
You were invited. What can you do?